I want to encourage every one of you to oppose the introduction of this incitement of religious hatred offense. You know, for evil to triumph, good people need to do nothing. So if you will do nothing, evil will triumph and triumph and triumph. Whatever the government intention, this law has all the potential to cause trouble for gospel freedom. One of the original complaints against me was that in the seminar, I made it very clear that Jesus Christ is the only Savior, and Muslims got offended with that. The Christian Institute believes there is still an opportunity to defeat this proposal in Parliament. I would urge you to take the advice of the Christian Institute, get their briefing material, pray about it, visit your members of Parliament. However, if this law is not defeated, if it is passed by Parliament, it is vital that you are not intimidated by it. Yes, you must respect the law. Christian people are peaceful, law-abiding citizens. The Bible tells us, be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. But if the government requires us to do what God forbids us, or forbids what God requires us, then we must obey God rather than men. And that is the Christian history from the very beginning. Apostles stood for that, early believers, and even today, weak men like myself stand up for doing the right thing. Obey God, not men. And as Christians, it is our duty to speak out against false religion and atheism. Jesus repeatedly warned against the errors of the Pharisees at a time with strong words. We must say when wrong is wrong. It is one thing to be polite, but we need to understand meekness does not mean weakness. Don't be weak. We Christians, we wish a lot of things. We have a very long wishbone, but many times no backbone. Okay? Have backbone. You know, Bible says in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20 and 21, God is speaking, woe to them who say good is evil and evil is good, who substitute bitterness for sweet and sweet for bitterness. God is not very happy when we shun from saying what is wrong is wrong. If that has consequences, then we must show moral courage. We must do what is right, whatever the price we have to pay. That's vital, that we do not start watering down what we say for fear of the law. Do not be ashamed of the words and commands of Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. And do not be ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. In the future, some Christian somewhere may come in conflict with the incitement of religious hatred simply because of their Christian beliefs. Just as I have been caught by the religious vilification offense in Australia, it may not happen within 2 months of the law coming into being, as was the case with me. It may be a year or 5 years or longer before such a case occurs in UK. Or it may happen much sooner, who knows? It could happen at any time, but when it happens, you must support that Christian. You must protest against this prosecution. You must give him or her every assistance. I have been helped by many believers throughout the world, and it has given me great comfort during this time of difficulty. I know very well the cost of standing up for faith, but like Apostle Paul, I can say, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And in words of Apostle Paul, I say to you, as he said to Timothy, God did not give us spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord, or ashamed of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. Thank you, and God bless you.
Well, thank you everyone for sitting so patiently and calmly. Can I say that if you are able, and you believe it to be right, and we would encourage you to do so, to help Daniel in a practical way. He has great legal bills to pay, and that needs money to pay them. Do look at the sheet, which I understand was handed round. If you've not got one, do contact our office, and we can make others available how you can help Daniel in a practical way. Well, we've talked a lot tonight. It's important that we end in the right way and bring our requests before the Lord God. So now, while I just end this meeting in prayer. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we do praise you for the freedom that you've given us to this very day in this country to preach your word, to speak about the living Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. We'd ask your forgiveness for all those times when we've taken for granted that we can even hold a meeting like this. Father, we pray for Daniel Scott. We thank you for his great example to each one of us here. We pray you fill him with your spirit, give him that courage. May he know your love and your peace, which passeth all understanding. And we do pray that the appeal court in Victoria would overturn this great injustice that has been done. But if not, Father, may you be glorified through his faithful witness. We pray for the defeat, again, of the government's plans here for an incitement to religious hatred, Lord. You are the almighty and omnipotent God, and you can bring that to pass, and that is our prayer, that you protect us, but that we from then on would use the freedom that you give us, that we'd use it from now, that we'd take out your gospel and preach it to every creature as we're commanded in your word. And Father, we have as believers the mind of Christ. May we be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Give us clarity to understand the great and serious danger which faces us, but also that boldness and courage that we have by your grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. May whatever comes to each one of us in the future, may we be loyal to our Saviour. And so, as we leave tonight, we pray for your protection. We pray for an eternal perspective, and we pray that until he calls us home, or until he comes, that you would keep us as faithful witnesses in these evil days. And Father, we bring these prayers to you in Jesus' name. Amen.